The biblical description and meaning of baptism that the Baptist denomination teaches comes from the example of Christ. And we are not the only denomination that teaches this. Others do as well. And the New Testament word for baptism comes from the Greek word baptizo, which is translated, I dip or I immerse. It also means to cleanse or purify by washing. John the Baptist came baptizing the people in the Jordan, calling them to repentance for the forgiveness of their sins. And in Luke 1 and verses 21 and 22, Luke writes an account of Jesus coming to be baptized by John the Baptist in the River Jordan. And it was then that the Holy Spirit descended upon him. He did not need to be forgiven of sin because he had not sinned and he would not sin. But he established by example the method by which believers are to be baptized. Now, there are several references to baptism in the book of Acts. And each time, baptism followed repentance of sin and seeking forgiveness through Jesus Christ's atoning death on the cross. And you can read those accounts in various places, like Acts 2:36-41, Acts 8:26-38, Acts 9:17-19, Acts 10:44-48, Acts 16:11-15, and verses 25-34. There are four words which describe the baptism of Jesus by John. The first is initiation. Jesus' baptism was intended to show his avowed intention to follow God's leading and enter a ministry on God's behalf. It was his humble commitment to that public ministry and an open commitment made before witnesses. His commitment was sealed by the presence of the Holy Spirit and by the words of his Father, who said, "This is my Son, in whom I am well pleased." The second is identification. Through this act, Jesus was clearly identifying himself with sinful men in three of the four Gospels. Although Jesus was without sin, John the Baptist could see the obvious identification. And he said in John 1:29, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Third is imitation. Those who repent of their sins and accept Jesus as Lord are compelled by Scripture to follow Jesus' example of cleansing and commitment. He used this commission in Matthew 28:18-20. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." These words were said to his disciples following his resurrection, and it is clear from what he said that the principle is repentance of one's sins, acceptance of Christ and his death upon the cross for the sins of all men, and especially to each believer. And then to be baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Many believe that they're not sinners simply because they live a good life. But because of the sin of Adam and Eve, we have become predisposed to sin because we have inherited a sin nature. The third is internment. The waters of baptism represent the grave and the resurrection. And this symbolic meaning is given further illustration by the Apostle Paul in Romans 6 and verses 3 to 7. As you well know, many of us have been christened or baptized according to the practice of the traditions of many churches. But the biblical teaching of Scripture illustrates the proper sequence that is to be followed. The matter when we were young, our parents did what they thought was right. But we had no say in the matter because of our age and understanding. And when I accepted the Lord in 1982, Elaine and I were both honored God by going through the waters of baptism. And it was a remarkable spiritual experience for both of us. James 1:22, James wrote, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. And these words from James, the half-brother of Jesus, in the gospel accounts, James and the other members of Jesus' family had not believed that Jesus was who he claimed to be, the Messiah, the Son of God. But they had come to faith in Jesus after his resurrection. And James became one of the leaders in the Christian church in Jerusalem. He did not merely write these words in his letter. He had learned the truth in hearing and then doing. When Jesus gave the church that would bear his name the Great Commission, he intended that it should be followed. His first command was to go into all the world and make disciples. And the people who will be baptized here today have become disciples of Christ. He also commanded, and baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and those that will come through the waters of baptism here today are going to do exactly what the Lord has commanded. Their desire is to follow the Lord and follow His example and command in obedience to Him. Baptism is a public declaration, first of all in declaring that Jesus is both the Lord and Savior of one's life, and second, that baptism by immersion is what the New Testament speaks of following repentance and forgiveness and conversion. John the Baptist came baptizing and teaching the message of repentance and forgiveness, but he came to prepare the way for Jesus, who came to John to be baptized by John in the River Jordan. And when John questioned whether or not it should be him who was baptized by Jesus, Jesus responded in this way. He said, "Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness." Then John consented. Jesus was simply following in obedience to what God had planned, to fulfill all righteousness. In the book of Acts, there are several times when people were baptized, but every time it followed repentance and conversion. And every time each convert was baptized by immersion, following Jesus' example when he was baptized by John. Baptism is an area of doctrinal controversy, but as a minister of the gospel, and after paying very close attention to the scriptures, I am convinced, and I believe that I have been convinced, that believers' baptism is an ordinance that was put in place by our Lord, just as he put into place his table of communion. One thing that we need to understand is that baptism does not save a person, but it is intrinsically tied to believing. Over and over we read in various passages the words, "Repent and be baptized. Repent and be baptized." Because you see, it is faith in Jesus that saves a person. And baptism is an act of obedience that identifies the believer with Jesus and all he stands for and all he did. And then Paul gave us a good example of the meaning and purpose of baptism in Romans 6, 3-9. He said this, "Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may lead a new life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be sin slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. Our desire, therefore, as a disciple of Jesus, is to believe and to please him in all we do and say and think. Jesus' desire is that in all he does and did and said and thought was to please the Father. Baptism, through obedience to his command, places us right in the midst of Jesus as our Lord and Savior and his sacrifice for our sins. The waters of baptism symbolize his death, his burial, and his resurrection. And we become immersed in all that he did by this one step of obedience. We die to sin and are symbolically buried by being immersed, just as he was buried. And just as he was raised to new life, so we are raised to new life. Because Jesus was raised by his Father, overcoming sin and death and judgment and wrath.